theme. Shakespeare, you say? Well, there's an organization in Barrie called Theater by the Bay. They've done Shakespeare and many other things. Musicals, kids shows, all sorts of things. And we're going to find out more now as I welcome my special guest, Ian Mogash, who is the artistic director. And are you still the executive director? You're doing both.
I do both. Yeah. Yeah, I do both. I mean, when you're a theater company, you dip your fingers everywhere. So, yeah, I do have a bit of everything. Yeah.
And you have an exciting season coming up, and we will get to that and tell folks what sorts of things they can go to see and hear in Barrie, down at the Five Points, pretty much. And let's go back, though, and talk about some of the history of Theater by the Bay. Take me back to 2002.
Sure. So, yeah, Theater by the Bay started in 2002, and we started as a Shakespeare by the Waterfront company. So we had a big tent that was right in the park right downtown, right next to the waterfront. And the idea was to bring professional theater to Barrie, professional Shakespeare productions. You know, with time, we decided to change. We wanted to evolve to meet, you know, the demands of our community. So we started to do Shakespeare. We kept that going. But then we started to do musicals as well. And we had a very important kid show component, as you mentioned. And then over time, we started to, you know, really investigate what we can provide our community specifically, like what's going to separate us from Stratford, say. And what we decided to do was to shift our mandate towards more local stories. So developing original work about, you know, Barrie, about the Simcoe County community. And the results of that have just been absolutely astonishing.
I would think so. And this sounds like an amazingly busy, busy job.
It is, yes.
The community of Barrie has grown so quickly.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Has become so diverse.
Absolutely.
How do you find these productions? Do you actually commission them, or just search?
It's a bit of column A, a bit of column B. I mean, you know, we try to look at what stories are emerging within the community. So, you know, we did a show about Mary O'Brien, who founded Shanty Bay last year, just at the same time that the church that she and her husband built was celebrating its 180th anniversary. You know, this year, one of our big shows has a tie-in to the 75th anniversary of D-Day in 2019. So we try to look for those things. But then sometimes as well, people just approach me with stories. And, you know, as I look towards our future seasons, those are going to be definitely built into our productions as well and our seasons in the future.
Professional theater. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with amateur theater, but this is professional theater.
Yes.
And so you are employing people, and I'm sure a lot of folks are very happy to be living in a community like Barrie in Simcoe County and not in some other giant city, and they can make a living.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as you said, the community is expanding, and as a result of that, there are more opportunities, which is bringing people to our region. And yeah, as a theater company with a focus on hiring artists from this community, providing them with opportunities so that they can work, we're excited to see that community continue to grow and grow.
Now, not just actors, but behind-the-scenes people.
Yes, definitely. Technicians. I mean, you know, it's we're a small community still, but we're a mighty one. And there are, as you said, there are lots of professionals moving to the area, and we want to, you know, grab them all, use them all, and make sure that they're employed and feel home in Simcoe County.
I know you reach out to local businesses to try to get their support, community support.
Absolutely. I mean, sponsorship and support financially and, you know, through in-kind donations is the backbone of any charity organization. And Theater by the Bay as a charity and not-for-profit is absolutely no different. We rely on donations. So, yeah, and we're always looking for more.
And looking to the future, you've developed some education programs.
Yes, yeah. I was involved with one of the educational programs that Theater by the Bay runs called the Indie Producer Co-op. We run a monthly playwriting lab in downtown Barrie called the Barrie Theater Lab, where writers can come together and showcase the works that they're developing. And, you know, even just within the last year, several of those scripts have gone on to be produced or to have second lives, you know, across Ontario. So it's really working.
So you started with theater by the Barrie Theater here.
Yes,
Theater by the Bay. Yes.
Yes.
You started as a student.
Yes.
And now you're running the place.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
There might be a play there.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I don't know. It feels like a little narcissistic, but maybe for my last season or something, it'll be the story of Ian. Why not?
It sounds like quite a story. Well, let's talk about the actual productions. And there's one of them coming up next Monday, May 13th. And this is at Georgian Theater, which is Georgian College, I assume.
Yes, yeah.
Involved with that. And it is called Stars Come Out. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
So Stars Come Out has been our major fundraiser gala essentially since we started. And what it is it's a cabaret of song and live performance by incredible acts from across Canada. And, you know, there's a reason we do it year after year. The excitement from the community, the fact that it's grown to become one of Simcoe County's biggest cultural events of the year. You know, it's a really, really exciting and event that I certainly look forward to every year.
So these are show tunes and pop tunes?
Oh, yeah. Show tunes. We have a dance troupe called Army of Sass Barry, who's performing, a couple local acts, musicians. It's a cabaret, really, of all these different styles. So that's what makes it so unique. It's not just one thing. It's all sorts of stuff.
Some people up from the Toronto music theater scene.
Yes, definitely. We've got, something else that's exciting. I mean, the reason that it's on a Monday night is because we bring stars who are in those Mervis shows, you know, on their days off the dark day. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We bring them up here for this one performance. And that's how we are able to get the caliber of artists that our audience has come to expect.
You mentioned we're coming up on the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and you've got a project called The Cenotaph.
Yes. So if anyone has been to downtown Barrie, they would be familiar with the cenotaph down there. And it's a beautiful cenotaph. And what we did was we worked with Eastview Secondary School students, and got them to research the names on the cenotaph that are, you know, correlated with World War II. And based on the information that they were able to get, they devised scenes, which was really, really interesting to see what they sort of discovered or the decisions that they made based on what they found. And we sort of like took all this material, handed it off to our local playwright, Danielle Joy Kostrich, and she wrote a play about the experiences of these students, about, the way that the Second World War's legacy continues to impact us to this day. And it's a very, very powerful and moving piece.
The Cenotaph Project runs from July 17th to July the 28th. And from July 18th until the 28th, you're also running Caribou Cave.
Yeah, so, you know, we carry on our tradition of family entertainment this summer with Caribou Cave. It's a shadow puppetry show. It uses shadow puppetry to tell the story of humanity's relationship with animals over, you know, the millennia. And it's very innovative with that way. There's, you know, live performance with the shadow puppetry. And it's also making history as Theatre by the Bay's first production that will have performances in English as well as in French. So we're really excited to, you know, welcome and invite the Francophone community in Simcoe County to come see our shows for the first time.
Very Canadian.
Yes, definitely.
So not bilingual, but a French language performance, an English
exactly,
language
Exactly, yes, definitely.
Well, it sounds like a lot of excitement is happening with Theatre by the Bay in Barrie. Let's sort of circle back to this Stars Come Out 2019 performance. Where can people get tickets?
Yeah, so the tickets are available through our website, theaterbythebay.com.
Simple as that. And as we leave our conversation with Ian, why don't we feature some of the music that is going to be part of Stars Come Out. You're welcoming one special guest named Cornelia Luna.
Yeah, so Cornelia Luna is actually a Broadway performer who has moved to Simcoe County. So she's the perfect sort of artist that we want for a Stars Come Out show. And one of her, you know, famous performances was in Cats. So we'll be playing a piece from that today.
How about Memory?
Perfect, yes.
All right, perfect. My guest, Ian Mogesh, Artistic Director of Theatre by the Bay, and that website once again for more information on Theatre by the Bay and a lineup of all their activities this summer and tickets too. You go to theaterbythebay.com. Ian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.